Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite! Come on, y'all, let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me!
Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning. Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning.
Shit, I don't know the reason.
305.
Underlay, underlay, revive.
Hola.
Me and J Balvin on G5.
Chola.
Success is a drug, hey man, we high. I am mother, is a beehive.
Yeah.
I got love for you haters.
Yeah.
Ain't you tired of enslaving?
Huh?
Come with us, make some paper.
Yeah.
Cause you should own what you label.
Yeah, you never stayed in Kahlua.
Why?
I put Chanel on my shooter. Flooded my chain and it Gucci. I don't want that girl, she moody. I'm basically saying I'm cooler. Get DR discounts from my cougar. Back in the sixth grade, I got some bad grades. I was in love with my tutor.
See, musically locals, you trapping, man. Most of you rappers be actors, man.
Go MIA when I find little medicine. Stay at the risk, cause and this not the rather. Just took a blue one, about to take the red pill. Purple thoughts in my brain, hope it don't spill. Stay with a nerd, you're like, Urkel Jalil. Fresh is like cotton, I kill him with will. Big ass R on my Smiths. Big ass R on my whips. Slip on shoes so you won't trip. Say she kinda fine and she got some hips. Mama said, let me see the witch. Boy, you know, light and dark don't mix. Mix it up, boy, bad luck. Sick to my stomach with them neon guts.
Higher than Elon Musk. So high stars, stardust. And I got a colorful aura, like I got neon guts. Dark energy we don't touch. All jewelry's beyond touch. And I give a nigga colorful aura, like I got neon guts.
Higher than Elon Musk. So high stars, stardust. And I got a colorful aura, like I got neon guts. Dark energies we don't touch. Our jewelry's beyond touch. And I got a colorful aura, like I got neon.
Yeah, fam, Pharrell on Mars with my fellow star. I'm like lightning striking in a metal rod. I say hello, God, in the double bars. So damn it, MX, I got a yellow card.
Yellow card, yellow card. Damn, P, I need a yellow card. I am from the root, like where the pedal starts. I had to push like a pedal start. Started way after, but ahead of y'all. New crib, got a better yard. 2 years, I got hella cars. Since the eighth grade, I had hella bras. Hella bras, hella bras. Yellow painting with a yellow bra. Shit came from Cost, probably March. Flick my hair back like I'm Chico DeBarge. I got some lights on my chest. Don't confuse it with a heart. Heard things ain't looking too good for you. Had to pull some strings like I play the harp. I get these billions alone. It been that way from the start. Smoking good kush my cologne. Got neon guts cause I can't see in the dark.
Higher than Elon Musk. So high stars eat on dust. And I got a colorful aura, like I got neon guts. Dark energy we don't touch. All jewelry's beyond touch. And I give a nigga colorful aura, like I got neon guts.
Higher than Elon Musk. So high stars eat our dust. And I got a colorful aura, like I got neon guts. Dark energies we don't touch. Our jewelry's beyond touch. And I got a colorful aura, like I got neon guts.
And I got a colorful aura, like I got neon guts. And I got a colorful aura, like I got neon guts.
Morning is upon us.
It's Miss J in the morning. In the morning. In the morning.
Miss J. Miss J. Miss J.
morning. Good morning, everyone. It's your girl, Miss J, and welcome to another amazing episode of Miss J in the Morning. It's a new month. It's a new season. It's a new day. It's a new you, but we're still continuing the same series. The Power Series continues today. Five keys to taking back your personal power. Last week, we discussed making sure that you're connected to your purpose, being open, making sure you reconnect and align with your wisdom. And today, we are going to discuss entrepreneurship. I want to give a shout out to everyone who has tuned in this morning. Thank you so much. For those of you who've been checking in on me, I am feeling good, feeling great. I really do appreciate all of the followers that we have. New followers, seasoned followers, old followers, those of you who have been supporting the show throughout the years, I'm totally super duper extra thankful and grateful for all of you. I want to give a shout out to our sponsoring organization, Pumps for Women, Inc. Every woman deserves her pumps, her purpose, uplifting, mentoring, positivity, and sisterhood. And every man deserves to support each and every woman in her pumps. Make sure to log onto our website to get more information on how you can volunteer, how you can become a member, and how you can benefit from our services, pumpsforwomen.org, pumpsforwomen.org. Today we are discussing entrepreneurship, and I know, you guys said, look, there's enough people on Instagram, Facebook, bombarding me with ads on how to start my own business. There's a lot of people out there that have these companies that want me to come in and bring five people in. There's enough information out there on how to make money. Heck, I know how to make my own money. But just because you know how to hustle, just because you own a business, does not make you an entrepreneur. There is a difference. So we're going to talk about it today. We started the show off with Neon Guts, Little Uzi Vert featuring Pharrell. That song is a good one to work out to wake up to get you up and get you going. Discussing making sure that you stand out from the crowd, which is part of being an entrepreneur. We're going to talk about a few myths about being an entrepreneur. I'm going to share my personal experiences of being an entrepreneur. We're going to get to the truth today. Entrepreneurship is one major key that you must confirm, you must align with, you must realign with, reconnect to in order to take back your personal power and guarantee that 2020 will be the year that you believed it is still an option for you. There is still hope. It is not over. You still have time. No, you're not too old. No, you're not too young. Yes, this is the perfect time. No, there aren't any mistakes. And if you were looking for a sign, well, here's your sign. It's Miss J in the Morning, and I'm so grateful for all of you. Also coming up, we have the first sip. Yes, we do. Those of you who are new to the show, it's an opportunity for you to engage in self-care, self-affirmation. A good way to start your day is to focus on you first, filling your cup up in order to serve others. We also have the Ms. J area code check-in coming up. So those of you who want to participate, make sure to call into the studio, 515-605-9320. Again, 515-605-9320. Get you in. I write down your area code. Got a little theme song. Mix it up with a little bars. I hardly ever get it right. So it's a great opportunity to laugh and have a good time. We got a great show coming up. Let's get back into some music to get you up, get you going, get you moving. It's Miss J in the Morning.
We the best music.
For like 10, pregnant with my mom, doctor told her it was slim. It's been rough for 9 months, but gave birth in the end. Thoughts started sticking, he proud what we done. In one generation, he came from Africa young. He said he met my mom at the Century Club. Los Angeles love, kinda like hustle and book. Money starts 10, cross starts 2. Starting to see this life shift from a bird's view. We the ones that made millions off the curve, fool, in this rap shit 10. Never made no move.
Hey,
whoa.
You keep taking me higher and higher. Yeah,
Khaled.
But don't you know that the devil is a liar?
Hey.
I know.
Right back.
They'd rather see me down, put my soul in the fire. But we keep going higher.
Empty out the clip, it was broad day. Fuck niggas always gotta learn the hard way. We gon' tape it off if we ball play. Put a half a moon crescent on your ball face. Police hit the lights, that's a car chase. Looking back at my life, make my heart race. Dance with the devil and test all faith. I was thinking chess moves, but it was God's grace. Crooked ass whoever till we all straight. With no shame, I peep game and it's all fake. South Central State of Mind, high crime rate. Homicide, hate gang banging to get you all day. Look at my face.
It keeps taking me higher and higher.
So Calabasas, spoke to the bar break.
But don't you know that the devil is a liar?
I know.
They'd rather see me down, put my soul in the fire. But we keep going.
Higher, oh Lord, can you feel it? My shoes is scraping the sky. I'm so high. We keep going higher. What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
Pull up in motorcades. I got a show today. It's all I'm trying to do. Hustle and motivate. Choppers to throw away. Hustle the overweight. That's why they follow me, huh? They think I know the way. So I took control of things. Ball in the solo way. And if you powder my trend, I make you my protege. Slossing that soldier race. You niggas don't know them days. Take you in back of the buildings. Make you expose your rage. Take you across the tracks. Make you explode a face. Now you official now. But you got a soul to save. I just been cooking that new. I'm about to drop in a few. Think if I call it the great, the people gon' call it the truth. I ain't really trip on the credit. I just paid all of my dues. I just respected the game. Now my name all in the news. Tripping on all of my moves. Quote me on this, got a lot more to prove. Remember I came in this shit, fresh out the county with nothing to lose.
No, when I got on you, but I don't do it for shit or nothing. No, not at all. Not at all. You, my money rich.
Like I never left. Stand for some shit you never rep. Passing through stages in life, through the ups and the downs, like it's all just another test. Live by the rules like a freak of breath. I got respect in 100 sets. Too many chains need another test. Playing no games if it wasn't chess. Come from that cloth that you couldn't stretch. Come from that surfer you couldn't test. Heavily pressured and under stress. Even those niggas ain't sure if it was a mess. Honest and tip playing to the left. Judge a young but in the body and dress. That's just no watching what they expect. Only thing we knew for sure is the bang is set. I'm living basic, I'm taking risks. What they saying, I'm saying this. Don't waste no time, it don't make you rich. It don't mean nothing, so fuck them, let's make a grip. Double up, triple up, make assists. Balling so hard you can play a shit. Lead to the lake if they wanna fish. Make sure the niggas around you stick to the script. This should be written in stone. You should come visit my zone. Don't take my word, double check all of my flows. Ask them how hustle.
so got on. But what else you heard? This for who walk down that road. Sold everything, but they sold. Straight off the curb. Real niggas rich as you nerds. Addressing whom it may concern.
Don't do this for nothing. Nah.
Hustle and motivate. I don't do this for nothing. It's the late Nipsey Hussle right now on Miss J in the Morning. Right before that, Higher by DJ Khaled featuring John Legend and Nipsey Hussle once again. It's Miss J in the Morning. Good morning to everyone who is tuning in right now. You have locked yourself into one of the best morning shows in the world. That's right. I said it because it's true. We are streaming live right now in 22 different territories in 11 countries internationally. And I'm so thankful for all of you who continue to listen, continue to support, continue to motivate me. Thank you so much. If you guys don't know how to hook up with me on social media, my Linktree is the only link you'll need. Go on to Linktree. Make sure to search __ Empress J. There, me, yes, Empress J, serves as the dream doula. I deliver from conception to birth. I'll help you hustle and motivate yourself. Any idea that you have, any business that you want to start, find out how you can get a free consultation by also logging onto my website, thedreamdoula.co, thedreamdoula.co. The Dream Doula is here to help you manifest the life that you've been dreaming of, the life that you desire, the life that you deserve. So make sure to do so and hook up with me on social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you for all the love. It is time for the first sip. It's time for the first sip. If this is your first time participating in the first sip, hey, don't worry. It's easy. It's easy. It's easy to show yourself some love. But those of you who are not new to the show, you already know you got something to drink. So everybody knows the best part of Miss J waking up is coffee in my cup. Now, hey, this is a judgment-free zone. Don't judge me. Don't judge you. That's just how we flow. So if it's not coffee, maybe it's tea. Maybe it's water. Maybe it's a smoothie. Maybe, hey, it's happy hour wherever you are. And you got a little mimosa, just drink responsibly, as long as you're legally old enough to drink, of course. Maybe you got a little juice in your cup. Maybe you got a shot of wheatgrass. I don't mind what you have, but on this moment, in this moment, we are going to raise our cups, our mugs, our glasses, our bottles to say cheers and salute to you. Cheers and salute to a new day. Cheers and salute to yourself. This is an opportunity for you to affirm yourself. Do not go to another Facebook page looking and searching for a motivational quote to get you motivated. Don't go calling another person outside of yourself to get you ready, to get you thinking that you deserve the best. You don't have to do that. Now, to have it is great. It's great to have confirmation. It's great to have reinforcement. And that's what who those people are supposed to be to you. That's what those posts are designed to do, to help confirm and reaffirm what you already know about yourself. So during the first sip, we raise our cups, in my case, my mug, and I say cheers and salute to me for getting up today and trying again, for making it through another weekend, for going beyond, above and beyond on behalf of myself, but loving myself enough to keep striving, to keep moving, to keep working, to keep trying. No matter how many times I failed, I'm still worth it. I still deserve it. I'm still wise. I'm still wealthy. I'm still successful. I am in process of becoming even greater, evolving into even more. I am manifesting every single thing that I've dreamed of and even more. I am open to making sure that I receive all forms of abundance and prosperity in my life today. So raise your cup, glasses, mugs, bottles, tumblers, shot glasses, whatever it is. Raise it with me and say cheers and salute to me. No, not me, Miss J. Put your name right there. And let's take our first sip together. Go ahead. Let's sip. Mm-hmm. Mm. Woo. Y'all know I always double up. Shouts out to Nipsey Hussle. Uh-huh. Mm. Congratulations for those of you who have participated in the first sip for the very first time. Those of you who are experts at the first sip, congratulations on another day affirming yourself. It is imperative that you fill yourself, your own cup first. And I know society has taught us, and you know, it's kind of a little Jedi mind trick, you know, told us that thinking of ourselves first, putting ourselves first is selfish. And I always say it's not selfish, it's self-full. You have to fill yourself. And in the overflow, you're able to help and fill others. You cannot 100% or effectively serve someone else if you're lacking or have a perception of lack. You cannot serve effectively 100%, help someone else if you don't have it yourself. It is wise for you to fill your own cup, to make sure you're secure, to get your stuff together. Now, what's selfish is ignoring people along the way, not acknowledging people along the way, not showing appreciation and gratitude for those who are designed to assist you and help you, the tools that you have to get to where you're going. But once you've secured yourself, once you've taken back your personal power, then you can serve someone else. The Power Series continues on today. Right now, today, we are talking about entrepreneurship. The fourth key out of five, that are imperative, crucial, critical, important, effective, most effective in taking back your personal power. The first day we discussed realigning, reconnecting, connecting to, and confirming, being secure in your personal purpose. If you don't know your purpose, you don't know how to get there, you're not secure in it. If anybody asks you what's your purpose in life and you use the lie to say, oh, purpose is a journey, no one knows their purpose, incorrect. Go back and listen to the old shows in the archives to get all the keys before today. I also have on my Facebook a few tips to help you align with your purpose or realign with your purpose in life. It doesn't matter how old or how young you are, you should be purpose driven. The second day we discussed being open, making sure that you don't have blinders on that are, you know, keeping your head down, keeping you away from the things and the ways that are there, the tools, the people, the opportunities, the avenues to get you to your successes. The third day, we also talked about your wisdom, being wise, applying that good judgment, not just making great choices, but having evidence, bearing the fruit of having wisdom. And on today, we're talking about entrepreneurship outside of just owning a business, outside of just having a hustle. Being an entrepreneur in this day and time seems to be, and I would suggest and be bold enough to say, a requirement in order to be successful. So let's get right into it. On what do I mean when I say being an entrepreneur? Well, let's discuss the difference between a hustle, owning a business or a business owner, and an entrepreneur. Having a hustle is, and I'm giving it to you in layman's terms, okay? If you guys want to Google this, you want, you know, Webster's definition of it, I don't know if hustle is actually in the, maybe you need to look up the Urban Dictionary. But having a hustle is having a side hobby, or an activity, or a quick service that brings in an income, that generates money. That's very simple. A hustle could be, you know, people making bath bombs or natural soaps. That could, well, almost any business, but I'm just using this as an example. Could be a quick hustle. You know, selling frozen lemonade is a quick hustle. Making your own natural juices at home is a quick hustle. Something that you can do really quick, generates a supplemental income. You know, maybe you can clean houses on the side. that's a hustle. A hustle is very necessary. To have a hustle mentality is very necessary. If you ever hear anyone discussing or talking about a hustler, they're always aggressive in their gifts. They have a goal. They're going to work hard in order to reach that goal. If their goal is making $100 in a day, they're going to do what they need to do to make that $100 in a day. I always use my son as an example that he already at 11 years old has a hustle mentality. He'll come to me and he'll say, Mom, you know what? I would really love this controller for my Xbox, as if, you know, the four that he has is not enough, right? I want this new controller for my Xbox. And I say, okay, well, why do you need a new controller? What's cool is some limited edition, you know, parents, guys, you know how that is. And I say, okay, son, it's going to cost you $100 and I'm not giving it to you. I'm not getting that for you. You've gotten everything that you need and then some. If you want to get that, you're going to have to earn your own money and buy it for yourself. The first thing my son would do is call his lifeline. He would call his grandma and say, hey, grandma, I know that I haven't talked to you in 2 days, but I want this new controller that cost me $100, and I want to know, can you donate some money or buy it for me? More than likely, my mom will say, absolutely not, not for a controller. She'll say, but, you know, I would put in on it, so let me give you $25. Now, the good thing about a hustler and my son having a hustle mentality is he knows you don't count it until you have it, right? So he'll write down $25. Now I got to get $75 more. He calls his other two lifelines, which is his godparents. He'll call his godparents and he'll say, hey, godmom, hey, goddad, I'm raising $100. I wanted to know, could you guys donate? Can you guys give me any money? I already have $25 from my grandma. All I need is $75 more. His godparents will say, you know what? I'm pretty sure you have everything you need right now. So we'll put in and we'll give you $50, $25 each. Okay, he's smart enough to know, don't count it until you have it. So now he has $75. He has $75, and because he's 11, having any amount of money is a little bit, you know, exciting. So he might go and want to go to Taco Bell or somewhere to eat, and he'll spend some of it. But to make a long story short, my son will continue to do whatever he needs to do until he gets his goal. If it's calling the lifeline, he'll call around and say, hey, do you want me to take out your trash for some money? Do you want me to help you clean up for some money? Now, sometimes he directs that to me, and I tell him, you can't hustle me, bro. But he'll go and he'll do whatever he can to reach his goal. That's a hustler. That's a hustle mentality. There's nothing wrong with having a hustle mentality. There's nothing wrong with being a hustler. Now, a lot of people use that term in urban dialogue describing someone that's on the streets selling things that are stolen or illegal. Hustle is attached to that type of mentality. But I'm letting you know today that a lot of people own businesses and they fail. A lot of entrepreneurs fail because they lack hustle mentality, because they will not do whatever it takes to reach their goal. They will not look at every single opportunity or every single connection as an opportunity to reach their business goals. I want to encourage you to rev up on your hustle mentality. Always have a system. Always have your lifeline. People who you know are going to support you no matter what. They may not give you the $100 right out. They may not buy the product all the way, but they'll share a post. They'll refer a friend. They'll make sure to do something. You need that hustle mentality in order to strategize, in order to make sure you reach your goal. And I'm using my son as an example just so we can, you know, move along. But no matter what it is, always have a lifeline to say, hey, I have this new thing that I'm trying out. You know, I'm making my own scented candles. And I know you probably have allergies and you can't use candles, but do you know anybody who does? Do you have any friends who you think would like it? Can you please share this post with them? That's what a hustler does. Now, move on to a business owner. There are business owners out there who, you know, are great at owning businesses, but they don't have a hustle mentality. They don't have the drive. A lot of times they don't have the know-how. All they had was the money and the opportunity to invest. If you go to the Secretary of State of whatever state you live in the United States, go to the government office and you fill out the form, you pay the fee, you'll get a confirmation if the forms are filled out right that you are the owner of a new entity, a new business. You then become a business owner. That's it. It doesn't take much to be a business owner. There are franchises out there that you can start for as little as $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. If you have that money, you have the opportunity to make that investment, you now own a business. That's all you need to be a business owner. Being a business owner does not automatically give you or grant you the hustle mentality. Being a business owner does not necessarily make you an entrepreneur. A business owner is just that, someone who owns a business, someone who probably manages the business. And not to say that being a business owner is wrong or bad or lazy, it's just that, being a business owner. There are a lot of people out here that own businesses that are not making money. There are a lot of people that own businesses that nobody knows about. There are a lot of people that own businesses. There are a lot of businesses that are out there. I'm going to suggest to you today, just as an assignment for conversation's sake, to go onto your Secretary of State's website. Now, every business that is in the entire state you live in is listed there on the Secretary of State's website. You can log on to the Secretary of State's website and look at every single business that's owned in your state. It will actually go to as far as telling you who owns the business, if the business is still active, or if the business has been dissolved, name changed. It'll give you a lot of information. And I just want you to take an account to how many business owners are out there. It's not hard to own a business as long as you're prepared to make the investment. And you must, in order to be an entrepreneur, own a business. But in order to be an entrepreneur, you need not only to have a hustle mentality and know how to effectively and successfully hustle, you also need to go beyond that mentality and own a business. But there are more things that you need to be an entrepreneur. We're going to get into some music right now. Give it a little break. We're moving forward, moving closer to our dreams. Here's Gwapole on Miss J in the Morning. You guys, don't go anywhere. We're continuing the Power Series, 5 Keys to Taking Back Your Personal Power. Today, we're talking about entrepreneurship. To all the hustlers, to all the business owners, we're coming together to be entrepreneurs and operate in our true power to manifest the life that we've been dreaming of, the life that we desire, the life that we deserve right now, right here in 2020. We just got to do a little bit more work, but we are getting closer. It's Miss J in the Morning. We'll be right back after this.
Closer to my dream. day.
Morning is upon us.
It's Miss J in the morning. In the morning. In the morning.
Miss J. Miss J. Miss J. In the morning. Miss J. Miss J. Miss J. In the morning.
One of my life theme songs. No matter what, Y'all remember old school Miss J in the morning? No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. There are going to be opposing ideas, opposing forces, obstacles, challenges in life, but you gotta keep moving forward. Today, we are continuing the Power Series, 5 keys to taking back your personal power. If you missed any of the shows before, make sure to log on to Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, iTunes podcast, Apple Podcast, Stitcher Smart Radio, Podbeam, Himalaya Radio. Look, wherever you want to get your podcast, make sure to do so. Pumps Radio is the station. Miss J in the Morning is the show, and I'm your host, Miss J. If you log on to any other platform for podcasts and you do not hear my voice, you need to make sure to let them know that they need Miss J in the Morning hooked up. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. Thank you to everyone who continues to support. It is now time for the Miss J area code check-in. If you're new to the show, it's an opportunity for us to just basically have a good laugh, right? Before we continue this conversation about entrepreneurship, I want to make sure that each and every show, I take the time out to say thank you for everyone who is listening. Shout out to everyone in your area. So if you want to get in on this, call into the studio, 515-605-9320. Again, 515-605-9320. I see your area code pop up. I'm going to write it down, put it in my little theme song, my little rap that I always mess up, y'all. We're going to have a quick good time and give you a shout out and say thank you to everyone in your area. Whether I know what your area code is or not, I got a classic theme song that's going to help us get up, get going, get up and dance a little bit. I tell you guys, don't take life too seriously. While we're taking back our personal power, I want you to take an opportunity to laugh a little, to dance a little, to smile more. And here is time to do it. It's the Miss J area code check-in. Here we go, here we go, here we go, yo. Y'all, oh, it is too late. I'm going to do it anyway. Shout out to the 209 and the 916-051-0831. Oh, hey, 404 and 770. There's 678 and 818. I see 323, 515. I see 516 and 502. I see 478 and 313. I see 917.
Everybody in the 808, ha, ah, 216-702-414, 317-214 in the 281, 334-205, I see y'all, 318 to 601, 203-804-402, 301-904-407.
Entrepreneur. owning a business does not make you an entrepreneur. In order to be a business owner, you must just file the paperwork and pay the fees to own a business. But what it takes to be an entrepreneur is all of it. You must own the business or multiple businesses. You must have an hustle mentality in order to be a successful entrepreneur. Now, those of you are saying, you know, Ms. J, I really do appreciate all of the advice you're giving, but I need some facts. I need something continuing to be an entrepreneur. We're going to talk about Webster's Dictionary definition, okay? What you can Google and find on what it takes to be an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is an individual who creates a new business, bearing most of the risks, hear me now, and enjoying most of the rewards. The entrepreneur is commonly seen as an innovator, a source of new ideas, goods, services, and businesses or procedures. It takes more than just having a hustle mentality and knowing how to make money to be an entrepreneur. It takes more than just going down to the Secretary of State or your government office to buy a business or paying into or investing into a franchise location versus the other location. An entrepreneur is a source of new ideas, new goods, new services. To be an entrepreneur is the person that knows how important it is to think ahead of time. True entrepreneurs are already planning for 2025, 2030, 2045. Great entrepreneurs, successful entrepreneurs have strategies and plans in place right now for their grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Great entrepreneurs always discuss their legacy, what they're leaving behind. They develop businesses that can live beyond them. Businesses that can go beyond them. Entrepreneurs train other people. Entrepreneurs, a lot of times, are bosses or managers or people that know how to duplicate the system in order to keep the system going. To be an entrepreneur, you must understand the risk that it takes and not be afraid of the risk. In order to take back your personal power, you not only need to realign, align, and confirm your purpose, you not only need to be open to new ideas, new strategies, new because of failure. What's not okay is to let those failures, multiple, define you. An entrepreneur takes those failures, takes those L's, takes those losses, and benefits from them, enjoying the fruits of labor. An entrepreneur is not a person that works themselves to death. This is a lesson that I've recently had to learn and that I've shared with a lot of listeners, that I've had to learn how to take a vacation. Having a hustle mentality, owning a business is a great thing. I own two businesses, successful businesses. I've even gotten my son to own a business, and he's 11 years old. But I have to be a great example for him to say, not only do you have a time to work hard, you must make time to play hard. A lot of people look up to celebrities and say, oh, they're living these lavish lives and making it seem as if it's easy. But if you go to any man they admire or aspire to be like, all of them have some common traits, some common habits that allow them to live the life that they live. If you look at people like Oprah Winfrey, if you look at people like Diddy, you know, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, a lot of entrepreneurs out there, DJ Khaled, if you look at a lot of people like Beyonce, if you look at a lot of people like Jay-Z, if you look at a lot of people that we admire, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, those entrepreneurs will let you know that they operate differently in life. A lot of times they've had sleepless nights, multiple, sleepless weekends. They're normally the first to wake up and the last to go to sleep. They normally have to pay everybody before they pay themselves. They understand and strategize the risks along with the profits and the benefits. They've already thought about how to duplicate this outside of their local community, state. They're thinking that person that keeps their ear to the street and says, well, this is not a failure. This doesn't mean I have to stop this year. All it means is I have to rearrange or re-strategize. What it means is that I have to look at this situation and take it by the reins and ride it on out. The entrepreneur is the person that is excited about this year. The person is excited about 2025. Not the person that is looking at gloom and doom. Not the person that is investing too much time listening to negative things. A person that doesn't need the first sip to affirm themselves. The entrepreneur is not a person that is afraid of failure, but the person that embraces failure. The person that says, yeah, I failed, and I'll probably do it again. But with every failure, the entrepreneur sees the opportunities that came out of that, sees the connections. The entrepreneur can recognize resources. The entrepreneur can easily compartmentalize the people, the circles in their lives. Harvey shares, laughs about his high top, and it was a Steve Harvey show, and he played the character Mr. Hightower, and his haircut was like a box, when he first started, everybody knew the infamous high top and the thick mustache, and he said his barber, he started paying about $25 to $50 for a haircut. And as he became more successful, the barber himself started raising his prices. He said, then it went to $100. Then it went to $500 for a haircut. He said what his barber did, and you guys can Google this story because I'm just going to give you the fast version. What his barber did was take that money from just being Steve Harvey's personal barber and started his own beauty school, trained other barbers, and now is making six figures a year with a host, a fleet of barbershops. That's an entrepreneur. In the morning.
Yeah. Now, what y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers? Who be dipping in the Benz with the spoilers? On the low from the Jake and the Taurus, trying to get my hands on some grants like Horace. Yeah, living the raw deal, three-course meal, spaghetti, fettuccine, and veal. But still, everything's real in the field. And what you can't have now, leave in your will. But don't knock me for trying to bury 7 zeros over in Rio de Janeiro. Ain't nobody's hero, but I want to be heard. On your hot 9-7 every day, that's my word. Swimming in women with their own condominiums. 5+5s who drive millenniums. It's all about the Benjamins. What? I get a 50-pound bag for the mutts. 5 carrots on my hands with the cuts. And something I want to crawled out with the clutch.
In the bro, what? Drinking more liquor, driving a bro bigger. I'm with most sippers, watched by gold diggers. Rocking Bajor denims with gold zippers. Lost your touch, we kept ours. Popping crystals, freaking the 3/4 reptiles. Enormous cream, forest green. Benz G for my team, so while you sleep, I'm a scheme. You see through, so why nobody never gonna believe you. You should do what we do, stack chips like. Don't let the melody intrigue you, cause I leave you. I'm only here for that green paper with
I'm strictly
evil.
Trying to cop those colossal size Picassos and have poppy flips outside those gatos. The end with cash flowing like Sosa and the Latin chick. Stampeding over pop modes, never sober. Flexing Range Rovers up here in Minnesota. Avoiding arcs with camcorders and Chevy Novas. Stash in a building with this chick named Alona from Daytona. When I was younger, I wanted a boner. But now I only hit chicks to win beauty pageants. Tricking and taking me skin at the Aspens. Gangsta mentality, stay popping crystal. It's having to act coupe the soft brown. Pinky ringing, gondolas with the man singing. Italian music down the river with your chick clinging. To my closet, player you mad for. Acting hard when you was fierce as RuPaul.
Come on. Wanna do, wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers.
Live worldwide.
Word, come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Ms. J in the morning.